This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again, and I'm so happy. I really am happy to be here today. Today we're going to talk about something that's very dear, dear, dear to my heart. You know, we go through this life, this journey, and things happen to us, sometimes because of decisions we make, and sometimes just bad things happen. And, you know, today I have somebody on the air with me that's a dear friend of mine. He's been such an encourager and a support structure for me personally that this time together is just always welcomed and wonderful. So welcome today, Dave Wilkinson.
It's good to be here.
Yes.
It's good to see you again, Sue.
You have such a great voice. I love listening to you.
I should get a job in radio.
I thought you did at one time.
Long time ago.
Yeah, right here at KKLA.
KKLA. I worked here twice. I was an executive producer for a weekend show. And then when Warren Duffy was on the air, I was his executive producer when he first started back in 94.
And I remember Warren Duffy. He was a great person. He's still around.
Yeah. Still a great friend.
We stay
in touch.
He's great. Yeah. I used to advertise on his show and I loved it. So the reason that we wanted to be together today is because we wanted to talk about a ministry that you are now heading up. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've been involved in the pro-life movement for close to 30 years. And for the last 6 years, I've been the executive director of the Community Pregnancy Clinic in Simi Valley. And that's my home. And I was on the board back in around 2000. But then in 2007, I went on staff as executive director, and it's been such an exciting journey for me because it ties in my pastoral background as a counselor, as a recovery pastor, as well as my pro-life passion to protect life.
Yes, and I remember way back then at Grace Brethren, and I actually came to you for counseling for my marriage and trying to be a good Christian mom and just learning more about how to be the best I can be for God. And you helped me with that and listened to me. And I can remember way back when this organization, this ministry started. I know the people that started it. I was right there. I wasn't involved at the time. I was going through other issues at the time. So I wasn't involved, but I was involved because I just saw what was going on and watching the women that were in action at the time, you know, and having the help line in the evenings, and then I would go to a women's Bible group and listen to some of the issues that would come up out of that. And, you know, I always had this tug on my heart. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I really personally, just getting personal because that's what I do, and the only reason I do that is not because this show's not about me, but the only reason I do that is because all of us have a story, and sometimes we like to keep it very private, and sometimes that's necessary. But you know what? There's sometimes where if we open up and we let people know that, you know, we haven't always been where we are right now, and we are who we are because of where we've been, sometimes those issues or those trials that we've gone through personally can actually and normally and usually be used for somebody else's good and for God's good. And so since then, and the pulling of my heart and everything, and since I've gone through major healing and going through therapy and all kinds of things that have made me more aware of things that have gone on with me personally. And I encourage each one of you that if you have things that are hidden, if you have things that are closed and secret and things that you're not proud of, because we all have those. They're all there. But, you know, when you have those things and you don't seek healing, even from asking the Lord to heal you, because he knows everything. You know that, right? He knows everything. But if we don't ask him to just pluck out any evil thoughts or things inside of us, in Psalms 139, it says, you know, those things, to pluck those things out of us. So if you have any of those things, what you need to do is just ask the Lord to reveal them to you. If you don't, you're not clear on what's happening there, reveal them to you. And maybe just to put a person in your path that can help you walk through this healing process. And that's what David and this ministry does, is they help the healing process. And people that are in the on the verge of making a decision on, well, I'm pregnant, now what do I do? This happened to me personally. And when this happened to me, I didn't have all the options. I didn't even know what I could do. So I made the decision based on the information I knew, and not realizing the emotional effects of that decision, not until long, long years and years and years later. There is a huge emotional impact that happens when we choose to take a life. And I got the healing I needed. And this ministry is there to help heal and to also help us with our choices to maybe have another option. And there's been so many stories that have been told that are so amazing. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. If you're tuning in right now and you know somebody that might be able to benefit or to be helped, or if you just want to give help and you want to serve for this ministry to help others that may be going through situations, what you can do is go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and get connected with this ministry. We'll give you all the connection information in a little while, but if you can't remember all that, you can just remember Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, and we can get you connected. Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful.
So what are some of the things that CPC does?
Well, first of all, you know, you mentioned that all of us have things that we're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us believe that if I tell someone that, if I reveal this secret, that is going to be so shameful, and I'm going to be rejected, I'm going to be kicked out of the church, and all of those kind of, we think all these bad things are going to happen. And Satan loves that. You know, if we can keep that stuff in the dark, there is no healing. You know, in recovery, we often had a saying that nothing grows in the dark except mushrooms. You don't heal in the dark. And so you mentioned Psalm 139, where it says God is omniscient. He knows everything. And so we can't keep secrets from God. So
Right. Why
do we even try? But if we bring that stuff out of the dark and into the light, there is healing. And abortion has been called the secret sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the church, we think, well, they're against abortion. And so if I were to say to the pastor's wife or my small group leader or anyone in church that I have had this experience, no matter what the circumstances were around it, whether you were forced or coerced, or it was a choice that you made based on, like you said, the information that you had at the time, that feels like a very shameful thing. And if the church is against it, they call sin, or they call abortion a sin, or they even call it murder. How can I share that? And so what that does is that it causes a person to keep that stuff in the dark, and they can't share. And then I show up at church and say, hey, we're the pro-life organization in town, and you should support the CBC, and it just adds more shame to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want people to know is God forgives, that Jesus died on the cross for every single sin, including the sin of abortion. And as a ministry, we don't come across with guilt or condemnation or judgment. We lovingly come alongside people. In fact, the majority of my counselors, the majority of my staff have all had abortions in their past, but they've experienced, they've received healing and forgiveness through Christ. And so now they use that healing to help other people. We even have staff members and volunteers that have experienced abortion in their own past, but they've experienced healing and forgiveness in Christ. And now, guess what? They turn out to be the best counselors ever because they've been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear when the Bible tells us that God comforts us so that we in turn can comfort others with the same comfort which we have received.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that on a day-to-day basis. And so when someone sits in that counseling room and they say, well, you don't know what it's like to have an unplanned pregnancy, 9 times out of 10, my counselor can say, oh, yes, I do, because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gone through it, and I survived, and I had that baby, and I would never go back.
Right. So how did you get involved? You already talked about that a little bit.
You know, it's interesting because some people get involved in the pro-life movement or with a local pregnancy center because there's just some need. You know, someone steps up in church and says, hey, we're doing a diaper drive and we need people to help. And so people volunteer just because they want to help out. And we see that. Honestly, though, they don't last. They help with a particular project, but they're not your long-term volunteers. Mm-hmm. Other people volunteer because of their past experiences, you know, like I mentioned, our counselors. And other people, like myself, it definitely is a calling from God. And like I mentioned, I had these experiences and passions that God had placed in me and experiences that I went through that really equipped me for this position. And I was a senior pastor. I was a counseling pastor. I did all these other things. But this particular situation where I can be both the pastor, the counselor, as well as the visionary for this pro-life movement, that's amazing. That's the sweet spot for me because ultimately, you know, God's heart is for the unborn. He mm-hmm. cares about those little ones. He tells us over and over that we need to protect the unprotected. We need to be a voice for the voiceless. And so God has called me to do that. And I think he's called many other people to do it. You know, I talk to people all the time who say, you know, I saw you at church last year and here you are again. And someone's been tugging at me. And I think maybe I should pick up that volunteer packet and get involved. And I go, that's what you need to do because God's calling you to this particular ministry. And it's so rewarding.
It is very rewarding. This is the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And you also could be listening in San Diego. Welcome. That would be KPRZ. So thank you so much for being part of the show. We go all the way up. We're syndicated, go all the way up to San Luis Obispo. So it's really wonderful. And with the internet, what it is now, podcasts are available for the 3 years that Sue Free has been on the show. And you can go on there. Yeah, 3 years. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I remember we sat and had breakfast and talked about the possibility of this happening.
I do remember that.
That's
very exciting. Eggs and things. I remember that.
That's right.
It was like yesterday. Yes, and I'm just going to tell a little story. Recently, we were at a family's house, and it was a fundraiser or a getting to know the ministry type of thing where, you know, we want to introduce this ministry because there's a lot of people out there that might not have a ministry that they can feel connected to or felt that heart pull. And so we want to get the word out that this is a ministry that definitely needs your support and needs help because we are the voice for the voiceless. And we were at this event, and it was a small, quaint event. It was very, very nice at someone's home that they opened up their home for this. And there was quite a few really, really wonderful people there. And we each got to sit at a table of four. And on the table, there was a piece of paper that was laminated that had a story about an individual. And, you know, it's always good to know that the ministry is actually really doing what they say they're going to do and that the money goes where it's supposed to go and that people are getting helped because that's what ministry is about. And I happened to just pick a table out of, you know, just because there was a table open and I sat at this table and I was the one voted to read the story because David was at the front of the place. It was outside. It was wonderful. But he said, you know, pick a person at your table to read the story. And I was chosen. I don't know why. Anyway, I got up and I read the story. And the story was about a young lady who had had an abortion at her young age. And then she also had a 7-year-old daughter. So she knew both. She knew what it was like to have an abortion. And she also knew what it was like to have the blessing of having a child. And here she was pregnant again. And I don't think she was married, but she was with the decision of what to do now. And knowing the pros and cons and knowing what it felt like for both, she was driving and she overheard a radio show talking about CPC and she remembered the numbers or the, you know, the information. And afterwards she made a phone call and she actually came into the clinic and she decided to have her child. And I read the story not realizing what David was about to say. And what he said, he goes, it's really interesting that Sue Freeze is the person who chose to sit at that table and read that story. Amazing. God is so amazing. But he continued to say that the only radio show that has been on the air is the one on the Sue Free Show, which meant that I had a connection to the saving of that life, a direct connection. And, you know, what a blessing that was right then. And David was the only one really that knew that story and knew that the show was the Sue Free Show. And so here we are, the Sue Free Show again. So if you're listening and this could be you or somebody you know, you know, be sure and let them know about CPC. Let them know about Sue Free Show, because if you don't remember anything else, just remember Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, because you can go on there, and I will have David and this show on there. We have Helping Hands, which you can click on Helping Hands, which has information. We have videos. We have TV videos. We have audio podcasts. We have whatever you would need to get the help you need, or to spread the word, to give the help to someone else that might need it. So with no further ado, talk about the mobile clinic. What is that?
Well, it is very unusual. It's very unique. You don't see a lot of these. I think there's maybe less than 40 in the whole country.
Wow.
But when I started at the CPC, I was the director, and we had our small clinic. And then God just dropped this RV in our lap, and it was quite heavy, actually. But I had shared at our banquet a vision that I felt like God was saying to us that we needed to go where the battle is. And to me, I immediately knew that that meant Los Angeles, because in LA County, there are over 50 abortion clinics and very few pro-life pregnancy centers. And so if there's an abortion clinic on almost every corner, what are we going to do to provide services there? And so I didn't know as a pastor, should I take a church planting model and go and plant new little pregnancy centers all over LA County? Should I contact existing centers and maybe help them be stronger or expand their outreach or become a medical clinic if they're not medical yet so they can do the ultrasounds? I said, but I have this old RV and I can put an ultrasound in it and I can drive it into LA. And so that's the vision that I shared at our banquet. And I believe that vision often precedes strategy. So we have the vision. This is what we want to do, but we have no idea how to do it. And so I just kind of threw that idea out there. Well, shortly after that event, a couple came up to me and they said, you know what? Love the idea. Love the vision of going into LA. He said, but you know what? I've seen your RV. And it was a 1985, had about 1 billion miles on it. It was a Bounders, of all things. And it was very old. And he said, you know what? I've seen your RV, and I think it might make it into LA, but I'm not so sure it'd get back. He said, but we have one we want to give you. And so they donated this RV to us outright. And I had it appraised. It was a $69,000 donation.
Wow.
And so we invested another $20,000. We got the ultrasound machine to Focus on the Family through their grant program. Local guy put the exterior wrap on it to have it look like our own. And we remodeled the back. I had a guy come up to me and said, hey, I'd like to help you with your RV, with the remodel on the inside. And I said, okay, I don't know who you are. What do you do? He goes, well, I work at the local RV place, and this is what I do for a living. And he was a Christian man, and he donated a lot of hours on weekends just converting that. And so after a few months of getting all that retrofitting done, we took it down into LA, and we've been having an amazing impact. We go to Watts twice a week. We go to two different areas because they're different gang areas. So we go to one area, and we see this one group of people. It's called Imperial Courts. It's right on Imperial Highway. And then three blocks down, there's another project. It's called Nickerson Gardens. And I was asking the local pastor there, because we partner with World Impact. And I said, do the people from Nickerson Gardens, would they come here to our mobile clinic? And he said, probably not. It's too dangerous. I said, well, if it's too dangerous for them to come to us, well, then we'll go to them. And so we added a second day in our mobile clinic, and we go down to Nickerson Gardens every Tuesday, and we're there serving. And we provide the pregnancy care, we provide counseling, we provide local resources, we do the ultrasound exams. And so it's essentially a mobile clinic on wheels. And so we're right there in the heart of Watts, and these girls come in, and you know, you mentioned the education. It's so important for us to get out the right education about pregnancy, about prenatal development, about the fact that the baby's heart is beating after only 18 days. It's not a blob of cells. It's not a mass of tissue. It is a little baby. And you can see, when you see that ultrasound, you can see the heart beating. You can see a little dotted line, which is the spine. You can see the arms and the legs. You can see the eye sockets, the brain. Everything is there as early as 8, 12 weeks. You can see all of that. Even at 6 weeks, you can see the heart beating. And so we go down, we show them that. And I remember our very first day in Watts, a woman came in and she said, I can't believe that you're offering free ultrasounds. That's amazing. And we showed her the ultrasound. She saw a 15-week-old baby. And she said, you know what? I've had 9 abortions.
Oh my goodness.
And I had no idea that that was a baby, but I'm going to keep this one. And so we're having a huge impact both in L.A. as well as in Oxnard in Ventura County. We go there every week. We're adding Canoga Park in the San Fernando Valley. So we're getting out there because the idea is we need to go to them and not wait for them to come to us. And I think that's what Jesus said in the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to David Wilkinson, who's the executive director for Community Pregnancy Clinic of Simi Valley. And he's been that since the year 2007. And you have some very wonderful success stories. And if you gave us some facts and figures, are you able to do that? Like, you know, how many lives do you think have been saved? Because people come in and they might be on the fence, mm-hmm. and they don't know if they're going to go with an abortion or if they're going to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. And you said education. Yes, we educate mm-hmm. them and then they make a decision. So, you know, can you give us some facts and figures just so we can feel the success?
Yeah. Well, I just happen to have an annual report here.
Oh, well, good. So, how about that? You just whipped that right out.
That's right.
Awesome.
But mm-hmm. just to kind of summarize, just, you know, because it's more than just the numbers.
Yes,
because
it is.
Every number represents a person. Actually, two people, because it's the baby as well as the mom.
Yeah.
But in 2012, we saw over 1,500 clients.
1,500.
Both in Simi Valley as well as in L.A. in the mobile clinic. And of that, over 154 babies that we know of were saved. These were moms. A lot of the moms that come in, they're not necessarily abortion minded. They're not thinking about that, but they do want to know how far along they are, and so we help them. Mm-hmm. We provide lots of resources for local help. But the ones that come in that are on the fence and are thinking, you know, I got to have an abortion, or they're thinking, you know, I'm this is my only option or whatever. And we can talk to them and we can show them the ultrasound. We don't do anything coercive or deceptive. We just give them the information so that they can make an informed decision about their future. And, but when we do that, especially along with the ultrasound exam, 9 times out of 10, they choose life. We run about 90% success rate of people choosing life once they have the counseling and the ultrasound exams. And what they're doing is they're experiencing that in a context of love and grace, because we do share the gospel with them and we want to show them, you know, the love of Jesus. And so that environment gives them hope, because then they're coming in feeling very, very alone, very out of control. What am I going to do? I have no choice. And we let them know that there are choices and you do have hope and there is support and we will provide resources so that you can do this. And it really helps them to believe that, to hear from us that they can do this. And we continue to offer support ongoingly. It's not just something that we'll come in, drive the mobile clinic, do a few ultrasounds, say, hey, you're pregnant, and then drive off. That doesn't really help them. We want to provide that ongoing care and support because we're very holistic in caring for the mom as well as the baby.
Yeah, the whole entire package, not just this one situation. So the spiritual aspect of this is, you know, they understand Christ's love and grace.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is so wonderful. And that, you know, after they have the baby and everything, then they keep going with that. And mm-hmm. and that's helping with parenting. Mm-hmm. too. So it's
absolutely.
Got...
Yeah, because our ultimate goal is that the mom would not only choose life for her baby, but that she would also choose God for herself. If she mm-hmm. if she doesn't know the Lord in a personal way, we want to share the gospel with her. We want to pray with her and minister to her so that she in turn will have her baby and that child will grow up in a Christian home.
That is so awesome. And I love the stories and I love the success. And personally, I just know that I wish I would have had CPC when I had the decision to make.
And, me too.
But I'll see that baby again.
Absolutely.
You know, and that gives me hope mm-hmm. just knowing that. Mm-hmm. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for sponsoring this show. And, you know, if you need termite or pest control, please don't hesitate to call Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services and let us help you. So getting back to the CPC and David Wilkinson, I asked David if we could talk a little bit about the emotional aspect of when you make a decision to have an abortion. And, you know, I didn't know this, David, when I made the decision going way back when to when I was very young and I wasn't married and I had a mother who loved me no matter what. I realized that, but I did not want to disappoint her. And so I felt the only decision I had was is to, you know, somehow take care of this issue and not let anybody know. And so that was the only thing that I could think of doing. So I stayed in my head. I didn't get in touch with my heart at all. I just stayed in what I felt was the only option for me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was married with children of my own that the effects of this really came out. And I don't know what caused it. It just, everything came to a head and I became very hopeless and helpless in my current marriage, my current situation. And I just kind of broke down emotionally and just felt like I couldn't fix it. And I didn't even know what was broke. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I had the opportunity to go into a place that was a Christian-based organization. And I thought I was going in for 3 days. And 21 days later is when I actually came back out. And it was time that I felt very fortunate and blessed that I had time to actually work on me. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like I wasn't really going to be all I could be for my children if I couldn't get me healthy emotionally. Mm-hmm. And spiritually. And so this organization, we had church every day. We had therapy almost all day, a little playtime, but mostly it was, you know, just focusing on, you know, all of the issues within ourselves. And the things I saw in there and the emotional trauma that I experienced from other people that were in this place, I think that in life, God has things happen to prepare us. Like you were saying that everything that you did up to this point was basically preparing you for mm-hmm. the position that you now have. And I think all of us, that's true. It's that things happen to us and we don't understand. You know, it's why God? And we don't understand everything. But then as time goes on, it becomes more clear that the things that have happened has created or made us who we are so that we can be better and be more for Christ. And if we don't experience bad times, we don't really appreciate the good times. You got to have
the grace,
right? Mm-hmm. And so with all that being said, what I can say now is that I know that many people listening right now have experienced what I've experienced. I know there's people out there that haven't really let anybody know. And all I can say to you is I'm so sorry for the pain you must have had to hide and feel all this time. But I also want to let you know that God is a God of grace. Our God is the God of grace and that He forgives us. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what, people do forgive too. I mean, here I am saying that I had one, and there's people in this room that I admire and that I respect that are still sitting here with me. And you know, I'm okay. And they don't, I don't think less of me because I'm using this experience to help other people. And this could be you too. And I just want to offer encouragement. I want to offer help is on the way and God is right there and He wants to help you and He wants to hug you and hold you and just embrace you as He did me. And all I can say now is that I am so thankful that I received the time to actually envision. I had to close my eyes and I had to envision my baby. It was a baby boy. I know that. But I had to envision the baby boy wrapped in white cloth. And I actually physically had to lift my baby up. And Jesus was with His hands outreached down to my baby and He received my baby. And that was the healing I needed with tears rolling down my face where I got the Holy Spirit just immersed me in healing and forgiveness and God's grace. And I want to tell you that that experience is there for you too. And CPC is a place where you can get that I mean, we can ask the Lord, but sometimes the Lord provides people right here, right now, that can help us through this process. And if you're on the fence, or if you just found out, you know, you did that little test and you looked at that and you can't believe what it's saying to you right now that you're pregnant, if that's you, you need to get a hold of CPC and just let them walk you through the stages and walk you through your choices so that you can get the help you need to make the decision for you that's going to be best. Okay? So I really want to encourage you to do so. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So, David, explain the process. Explain what CPC does, so people will feel like they know a little bit more what to expect.
Yeah, I think a lot of it does begin with awareness and information, the right kind of education. Because when someone finds themselves in a crisis pregnancy, like you said, they just saw the little lines on the pregnancy test and they're freaking out. The first step is often what happens is that people think, okay, this is a problem and I have to fix the problem. Mm-hmm. My parents will kill me. They'll kick me out of the house. My boyfriend will leave me. All of these terrible thoughts go through their heads. And so just like what you were saying, they think, okay, I have to fix this problem so I can make it go away by having that abortion. And they bought the lie that says that will fix the problem. Because first of all, pregnancy is not a problem, it'll fix that problem, and then I can go back to my life the way it was. I can just continue on, whether it's back in high school or back at work or back at home, and I can just pick up where things left off. And what we have discovered is that does not happen, that there is regret. There is pain. There is sorrow. There is guilt. There's shame, all of those things. And so, like we said, you don't want to keep that all secret. So let's bring that out of the dark and into the light. And so you had the blessing of an extended time where God could do some really deep healing. And that's wonderful. And that's a great way to kind of condense the time frame, as they say. Mm-hmm. But for other people, it's a longer process.
Right.
And so we have a post-abortion support group. It's an 8-week class, but often they become lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. But they go through a class, which is essentially a Bible study about God's character. It's not just about abortion. It's about who is God? How does he feel about me? What is the role of the cross in this? And so it's all about forgiveness and healing. And at the end of that process, there is that time of saying goodbye to your baby. You know, whether like you did, you did it very visually. Other people we've released balloons. We've written things down and we've written notes to memorialize that baby. And it's very healing, very powerful. And so God just show up in a big way in those times. But there's also, like you said, it's through people as well. You need someone to come alongside. We experience grace not only from God directly, but by experiencing from other people. When I share my secret with someone and they don't reject me, they don't think less of me, they don't belittle me, they don't talk about me behind their back, but they actually accept me, that's huge. And God uses people in our lives to bring about such healing and wholeness. And so we do that at the CPC. The other services that we provide, if someone walks through the door, we do provide the free pregnancy testing, the free ultrasounds. In our CME clinic, we do the STD testing as well. We always do counseling. We always talk about faith. We also provide practical resources if they need diapers, if they need housing, we'll direct them. If they need legal help, they need medical help. If they need childbirth classes, parenting classes, we have a doula who volunteers her time to help a mom in the birthing process. A doula is essentially someone who comes alongside. It's kind of like what the husband's supposed to do. But if the husband's not there, a doula can assist. We also have a miscarriage support group. A gal, Kim, she does a miscarriage support group for us for women that have experienced that. And so lots of resources that we can provide. And if we don't have them directly, we will direct the client to wherever she needs to go, because we care about that mom.
Yes, I've had her on the show too, and that was an amazing show.
It's a wonderful
show. Yeah, it is. And I have that on podcast with the picture of the actual miscarried baby. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe that, you know, very, very young can be a baby, that's a definite visual you'll want to look at. Anyway, so you could go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and get this information. If you don't remember anything else about getting connected, remember that. We have the other connection information on that website, so that you can get whatever it is you need, because that's what the show is about, is giving hope to the hopeless and help to the helpless. And, you know, we all reach points in our lives where we feel like we just don't know what to do, how to do, and this might be an avenue or a resource that's going to give you some help. And
the other thing that I didn't mention, just in passing, is that all our services are free. And so someone can come to us.
No, you didn't mention that. That's a really big point.
Yeah.
They're free.
Yeah. The pregnancy test, the ultrasound, even the STD testing, the counseling, all of that is free because we're supported by the local community, by churches, by individuals that's believe in what we do, so that we in turn can offer all of that for free, whether it's in LA or Simi Valley or down in Watts, it's all free.
So that brings another point, is that we have the receivers that need our services, but we also are in need of givers, and the joy of giving, you know, is a very big thing. And if you don't have a ministry, or you have a ministry but you need another ministry, CPC is welcoming you to give to their ministry. And whether it's prayer, whether it's time, you know, volunteering, believe me, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization, or your finances, mm-hmm. okay? If you don't have the time but you have the money, they're not going to say no. So, you know, we need it all. Just remember Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and you can get all the information there. Say that real fast three times. So
as a pastor, what I like to tell people is they can participate with our ministry in three ways.
Okay.
And as a pastor, they all start with the same letter. So they can seek, share, and serve. So seek God on our behalf. So pray for us. They can serve. We always need volunteers, whether it's someone to drive the mobile clinic on their day off, or someone to come in and offer counseling, or like I mentioned, our doula, or the miscarriage support group, someone to lead in those areas where they have expertise. And so what we say is, whatever your gifts, whatever your talents are, we will put them to use somehow. And so they could contact us if they wanted to be involved as a volunteer. And so they can serve. And then the third way is to share. And so I do believe in tithing. I believe people ought to give to their local church first, but then the offering is the over and above, which they can give to ministry that they believe in. And I know that people need to trust the organization, and so I would invite people to get to know us and then have a ride-along in the mobile clinic, see what we do, and they can hear the vision, they can catch the vision of going down into LA. Because one of the things that we know about this mobile clinic, as well as the CME clinic, is that this ministry, it works. It's very effective. It saves lives. It reaches people. It goes to them rather than waiting for them to come to us. And so we can see more and more lives saved. And there are so many ministries out there that are great ministries, from, you know, missionaries all over the world to feeding the homeless, everything in between. But my heart is, we need these children to be born. We need to give them a chance at life. And so if we can help them with that, that's where it has to start. And so that's why I'm involved in the pro-life movement.
So if you are listening and you know of a fundraiser that we could do to create funds, if you have any gifts that could be utilized for this ministry, we want to hear from you. So just understand that, you know, I always tell people, if they're feeling down, you know, if they're feeling down and they need something to get them, you know, revved up or just out of themselves for a little while, if that's you, if you're just having a hard time just, you know, getting going, what I can suggest to you is, you know, things happen with motion, and you can get up, get out, and you can get on the internet, or you can make a phone call and, you know, do something for someone else. And you know what happens? There's this thing that happens when you do for others. You get out of yourself and you start feeling a little bit of significance, like your life matters. And, you know, sometimes we take this lie from the devil that, you know, we're unworthy to receive his love, or we're unworthy to be accepted or whatnot. I know I was living that lie. I was living the lie that, you know, I was so bad that how could this God ever love me? And that is a lie from the devil, because God created us, and he created us because we were very special, and he gave his only son for us. That means just you. He just did it for you. That means you're very special, doesn't it? Each one of us is very special, and we have gifts because he created us with those gifts, and those gifts are to be utilized for his good. So we need to get off the couch, we need to get out of bed, and we need to do something for Christ. So whatever that you're feeling led to do, get up right now, get up and do it, okay? Just take the first step, because sometimes it seems so big. And sometimes all we need to do is take the first step. And once we take the first step, then we'll take another step, and things happen. It's amazing how that works.
And I think for many people, that first step would be to go on the internet and check out our website and find out a little bit more about us.
Okay.
It's www.com. www.cpccme.org, and they can find out ways to give, but also how to serve, how to get involved. They can see videos of the mobile clinic in action. They can see, they can read my bio. They can do all of that stuff, and that could be a next step to say, okay, well, so maybe I'll take the next step after that, and I'll give them a call, or I'll have a tour, or I'll go on a ride along. So it's a great way to get involved.
Right, and Simi Valley is in Ventura County, so if you're listening and you're not near Ventura County, it doesn't mean you can't get involved.
Then I would suggest go to the local pregnancy center in their area.
Yes.
I know there are great ones in San Diego, San Luis Obispo, everywhere in between, on the west side and the San Fernando Valley, so great places that they could get plugged in.
Right.
And we are so volunteer-driven. We need volunteers. We're very small staff, and so we definitely depend on the volunteers to help out, whether it's stuffing envelopes or counseling or cleaning, whatever it is. There is a place for everyone.
Okay, so you heard it from David. You need to get involved with this organization, and we really would like to have you. Can you tell us a story? Give us one, like, I already did the one where I read and didn't realize that I was involved. But
the first story that comes to mind is a gal named Monica.
Okay.
It's not her real name, but that's what I call her.
Okay.
She was on her way to catch the bus in Watts to go to her abortion.
Mm.
It was, in her mind, that was her only choice. That was her only option. She had to have this. And so she's walking down Imperial Highway, which just happens, you know, the air quotes, just happens to be where we take the mobile clinic. She was on Imperial Highway where we are. She just happened to be walking on a Wednesday, the one day that we're there. She just happened to be going down right around noon, which is when we're there, from 11 to 3. So that little window, that four-hour window, is when we're there to see clients. And she walked by the mobile clinic, and she saw that the sign that said free ultrasounds. And so she talked to the driver. His name is Ben, great guy. He said, she goes, do you really do free ultrasounds? And he goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. Would you like one? Come on in. And so he escorted her on board. She went and she sat down with a counselor, talked to her for a while, and then she had the ultrasound, and she saw about a 12-and-a-half-week baby. And she was on her way to have that abortion. But then she saw her baby on the ultrasound screen. She turned to the nurse, and she said, you know what? You just saved my baby. And so she didn't go to the abortion clinic that day. She went home, and we helped her with a plan on how she's going to have this baby, give her the right support she needs, and this life was saved. Because I know, you know, happens is air quotes, because we know that God designed that she just happened to be there on the day that we're there. Any other day, she would have just kept on going. She would have hopped on that bus, and she would have ended the life of her child. And so we're so grateful that God would allow us to be there and set up these appointments. You know, people always ask us, do you have appointments when you go down? And well, yeah, we do every time. We don't set them. but God has a way of bringing the right people at just the right time. Mm-hmm. And Monica, she's one of hundreds that we've been able to help over the last 4 years. And so it's an incredible privilege.
Yes. I can just imagine. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5 on the dial. So, David, you've been married how long?
36 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Wendy.
To the same person.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's so rare, and it gets more rare and more rare all the time. And she's a counselor, too.
She's a counselor, and Wendy is very supportive of me and what I do at the CPC, and she's there right alongside helping out, volunteering at the CPC, helping with the counseling, helping with the finances. She's right there.
That's awesome.
And you can't do it without that kind of support.
No. It takes a lot out of you. Any ministry takes a lot out of you. But there's so many rewards when you know that you're saving lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's bigger than that?
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, and we often talk about spiritual warfare as, you know, on the one hand, we have people that see a demon behind every rock, and we have other people that say, that don't even acknowledge the enemy. And I think the truth is usually somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, especially in pro-life work, because this is about life and death. And, you know, Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so this issue of life and death, this whole abortion issue, that was Satan's idea to destroy children. You look at the Exodus with Moses. You look at when Jesus was born and the slaughter of the innocents with King Herod. He was all about death. And so when we're in that battle of life versus death, it is intense. It's not just exhausting at times. It is spiritually very difficult. It can be very discouraging. And so that's why I think it's very important that a person that's involved in pro-life work, that they feel called to it, that they have the proper self-care, they have the right kind of support system around them, you know, like a supportive spouse, mm-hmm. And they get the right kind of nurture and support, because this is really difficult. At the same time, I think it's about the most important battle we have going on today, because mm-hmm. of this culture of death. It's out there. We see it in the news every day.
So. Do you see more single women in this situation, or more married women? What do you see more of? What do you think?
We do see more single.
Single women.
It is kind of across the board. You know, our average client is between 18 and 24. She has some college education. She usually is single. But we see them as young as 13, 14. We see them in their 40s. We see married. We see women that have had three kids and they say, I just can't have another one. Even though they know it's a baby. Yeah, I know it's a baby. I know it's a life. I know I'm ending that life, but I just can't have another baby. And so they're thinking about abortion in that situation. And my counselors have said things like, okay, well, let's suppose your husband loses his job and now you can't afford the three kids you already have. Which one of those are you going to get rid of? And I said, well, I could never get rid of any of them because I love all my kids. He says, well, you have four kids now. And so how can you even think about getting rid of one of them? And so we don't say that to make someone feel guilty or ashamed, but to say the reality is, you already have this fourth child. Now let's make a plan on how we can be successful as a family. And so we'll come alongside and provide the resources, whatever help that they need. But the reality is, we get them married, unmarried, in the church, outside the church. It's all across the board.
You know, going back to my situation, it was so, so very long ago. And, you know, you tend to try to, your mind has this healthy mechanism that helps you forget some things, or at least, you know, close it up, mm-hmm. which is what happened
with
me.
It's called
denial. Well, yeah, true.
But God's timing is perfect. Sometimes God waits to bring that up at the right time.
Because I didn't know I was in denial at the time. But anyway, I'm thinking back about, I had a friend who drove me to the clinic, and I found the clinic. I don't even know how I found this clinic. And I wanted to know how much it was going to cost and what I was, you know, what to expect. And it was very sterile and very cold. And basically, you know, you go there and you're sitting in a waiting room, and there's like other people in the room. Nobody talks. They're just very quiet and not knowing what to expect, really, and not really wanting to be there, obviously. And I just remember it being kind of cold, kind of sterile. And they don't tell you, you know, spiritually, they don't talk to you about that. It's all just very scientific, but really they don't even give you any idea as to what to expect. You go into this room and you hear suction, and then afterwards you've got this major cramping that they don't tell you all this stuff. They say, oh, you're going to hear this little noise and then it's going to be over, and then you're just going to go on your merry way and it's going to be just fine. You know, mm-hmm. that's basically the way they present it. Mm-hmm. And that's not true.
It's a lie.
It is such a lie, because it was so much more than that. I mean, there was like a week where I just had a hard time getting out of bed, and I was cramping, and it just was not pleasant at all. And lo and behold, or little did I know, that years and years and years and years later, you know, this whole emotional thing happens. So that one decision affected so much, but sometimes we don't realize the ripple effect. We don't realize that this one choice could cause so much internally.
Right. We want to prevent that from happening.
Absolutely.
By providing the truth in a loving, caring environment so that they can really see Jesus in us and they can choose life for themselves.
And I wish that for each and every one of you, that if you have a choice, please count the cost, understand what the choices are and what it really means to you spiritually, emotionally, physically, just to make sure that you're making the right choice for you and that baby. Until next week, God bless you. Make yourself a blessing to someone each and every day. And thank the Lord for everything that you have, even the difficulties. God bless you, and bye-bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved.
child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, springtime. It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.